our feature presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's
time.
DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks it.
Me.
Kicking the old school and dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel. Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
It's Friday night.
Somebody scream!
Oh,
station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
And it's on your Freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
On 91.5 WMFO, the Town Tunnel with Chase Garson at 10:10 on your Friday night. Good evening. And you're in Truth of the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson. We bring you the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back end of the day. We call it grown folk music. And you can only get it right here at 91.5. Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. Stop. We don't want to stop that again. This is when we stop. And you can only get it right here at 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. Hey, did I mention Kevin James was here tonight? Doug Balakovich. He's in the house, man. That's right. We're going to be talking to him in about 7 minutes, so keep what you got, all right? We'll be right back.
WMFO Medford.
I wanna dance with you.
91.5 WMFO. We got Isaac Hayes in the I Ain't Never. Monster Dance Floor Classic back in the day. Before that, we heard Dynasty and I Don't Want to Be a Freak. And before that was Sheila E. and Glamorous Life. And open up at the top with a Monster Dance Floor Classic back in the day. The Whispers and I Can't Make It Better. All right, ladies and gentlemen, like I mentioned earlier, special guest star host in the studio. We've been trying to work this out for a long time. But ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome to the Time Tunnel for the first time. Comedian, actor, slash cigar connoisseur, slash all-around nice guy. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Douglas Balakovich, ladies and gentlemen. All right, settle down. All right, settle down. Shut up! Man, they loud. They just loud. Just ignorant loud. You know what I'm saying?
You really dug deep for that, didn't you?
I had to go deep for that, man, because this is the first time. We tried to make this happen for a long time, man.
Well, you know what? Just remind me to give you that $5 in the parking lot.
$5? It was $25, actually.
All right, that's fine.
What the heck, my man? It's good to see you, man. I'm glad you finally stopped by and came by and checked me out.
Absolutely.
I haven't seen you since, we haven't seen you since the premiere of Stand the Man, the DJ Stand the Man movie.
Yeah.
Which we'll talk about that later.
Absolutely.
I haven't seen you since then, and I've been following your Facebook, and a lot of stuff going on, man. You're doing it large these days.
You too. You're vacationing. You're working out in the gym.
Well, I'm trying to get back in shape, man. You know, it's been a messy winter for me.
You and me both.
Right. So anyway, man. For folks that don't know you and don't know about you, we're gonna find a little bit about you tonight. We're gonna get into all your business.
All right.
Right? We're gonna ask questions. We're gonna get into all your business.
All right.
So the first thing I want to know is. And we talked about this off air, but how did you get your start in this like acting comedic role and all that stuff? How did you get started in this? Is this something you've been doing for a long time? Because I know who old you are. I'm not gonna tell them, but I know how old you are.
That's all right. I'm younger than you, so that's I got 1 foot ahead. I got that going for me. I was always a clown. I always liked to perform and make people laugh and have a good time when I was a kid. And you know, in high school, I was again either a troublemaker or a clown.
So, you? A troublemaker?
No. Never.
Okay.
People always said to me, man, you know, you should, you know, look into doing some of this sometime. So, flash forward into adulthood, and I ended up meeting up with an actor that was on The Sopranos at a cigar event, and we became friends. We actually went across and had a few drinks across the street.
Can you tell us who that was?
His name is Joseph Ganascoli. He played Vito on The Sopranos.
Vito, okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And we were sitting at the bar, and people were buying us drinks, and I was known as, that's the guy from The King of Queens, and that's Vito from The Sopranos. So, you know, we had drinks all night long. And we ended up going out and partying after that, and, you know, we went to a nightclub and hung out, and I chauffeured him back home in my turbo neon green Beetle that I was driving at the
neon
time.
Neon green Beetle.
No lie. Yeah, it was good on gas.
I might have to check that out on your page.
Well, no, it ain't on the page.
Okay, all right.
So, I asked him casually, how do you get into all this? And he told me, you know, you upload some photos onto a casting website. I looked into it. I uploaded some photos and went on a few auditions. And I did my first non-union commercial for St. Mary's Bank several years ago. I was 80 pounds heavier, I was actually sick at the time. We'll get into that later.
Okay.
But, I had done, like, extra work. I did stuff on Paul Blart Mall Cop and The Game Plan with The Rock. And,
ladies and gentlemen, if you just listen to his voice, I mean, smooth, by the way. Is this your first time you've been here?
Well, as far as you know.
Very smooth. Yeah. Very, very smooth. I like that, man.
That's what they say.
For those of you who don't know who, go on Facebook. You can check the Chase Carson, Chase Carson page on Facebook. And look at the picture of this man.
Yeah.
He is Kevin James's long lost double brother at birth. I guess I can best what I can say.
All right, settle down.
All right. I'll push it a little bit. We're going to talk about that. I want to talk about that Kevin James. We're going to talk about him later.
All right, fair enough.
All right. Well, first of all, welcome to the Time Zone.
Thank you.
I'm glad you can hang out with me. We're going to have a good time. We've been talking about some crazy stuff already off air, but we're going to have a great time.
Can I be the first to say hello, Chase Carson in Medford, Massachusetts?
You absolutely can say that. And you know what? Hold on for a second. Hold on one second. Wait my phone. Now, before we were talking, and I asked you, you know, about old school music, and you said, "Yeah, I grew up with this stuff."
Yeah.
And you asked me to play a song. What was that?
The Midas Touch.
Midas Touch. Okay, that's the one. All right, now you can tell them where we are and what the song is.
Oh, we're in the Time Tunnel, and now we're gonna listen to the Midas Touch.
On 91.5
WMFO. Don't laugh at me.
There it is, baby. Hey, we're going to be right back.
Answer. Everywhere you look, it seems it can't be found. Like searching. ven a la casa, sígueme, dame tu mano.
¿Cómo no?
WMFO, one of my favorite Rick James jams from back in the day. You Turned Me On. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Man, he was a man back then.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was my man. All right, this time we usually do, give out some shout outs. So, you have anybody want to shout out or say hi to?
I want to say hi to Judy listening in Everett. Some people listening to Seattle, apparently.
Yes.
I don't know how far it reaches, but.
We're worldwide, baby.
Oh, that's awesome.
Worldwide.
Yeah, so I also want to shout out to Mary Steele Ducky.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. You like that.
I like that. I like that a lot. Hey, man, have you ever thought about doing a phone sex or anything like that with that boy? Man, you can make some cash, man.
You want me to call you tonight?
Barry, wait. Not me, man. No! Hey! Knock it off. Anybody else?
I'll let you head.
Shout out to the regulars. Shout out to my girl Rainey. What's up, baby? Hanging out with Lil Roscoe. What's up, Roscoe? My man, Old School Steve, out there doing his thing, wandering around. Gotta send a special shout out to my man Jordan, who's going through the Maine State Police Academy. He's in his second week, and they're busting his ass.
Oh, nice.
They're putting foot all up in his ass. Mm. Yeah, man. So,
deep.
But he's hanging. Week two, you made it, baby. Keep going. I got you. I got my money on you now. Shout out to my man Wayne out in Seattle. Avid listener to Time Tunnel. Thanks, baby. Did you say Judy Chambers? Was that your friend?
Yeah.
Man, so you got me another listener too. Thanks,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
I appreciate
see,
that.
You
bringing
go.
Folks over. I'll give a shout out too. What's up, Judy? Thanks for hanging.
It's not my looks.
All right, it's definitely not your looks, man. I'm saying that. Shout out to the Get Yep crew. You can hear them every Friday between the hours of 2 and 4, I believe. With my man Paulie B and Tina Marie. Have you listened to that? Have you checked the show out?
Yeah.
They got some good stuff. They're, some funny, they're very funny people.
Yeah.
I had them on here once. I'm going to have them back on again, but I got to wait the year. The SEC told me I had to give them a year because I got suspended last time. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding. Shout out to my man Danny Martin Yeti from The Lounge. You can check his show
Danny.
Out on Thursday nights. You know Danny?
I love Danny.
He's the man.
Yeah, Danny is the man.
He's the second best DJ on this radio station.
I worked on a movie with Danny, too.
Did you work on a movie?
Yeah.
He was in my movie. Oh, you know that.
Yeah, of course I did.
All right, that's right. Shout out to Danny, my man. And shout out to Kalissa. What's up, baby? Check it in. We're going to have you back on the show, too. Remember Kalissa? She was in also.
Kalissa Simple.
So, that's her.
Oh, yeah.
And, last but not least, gotta send a shout out to the unregistered, unofficial mayor of Medford, my main man and co-star of the movie, DJ Stan the Man, Frankie Ocabo! You know Frank?
Frankie, the meatball king of Medford.
That's him?
Oh, yeah.
How do you know Frank?
I worked on Pizza Makers with Frank.
Down.
Frank, I worked on a few movies with Frankie, and one of them was R.I.P.D.
I remember that. Yeah.
And I sweated a lot during that, so that was nice. And I went over to Frankie, and I actually recited 90% of his lines from Pizza Makers to him, and he talked to Chris Palermo, who was nice enough to write me into a scene.
Hey, Chris. Shout out to
and,
Chris.
Yep, Chris Palermo. What's up, bro? And he is the one that got me my union status.
Cool.
So, yeah, that was a big thank you to Chris, always.
Chris, good guy.
He doesn't want that kind of thank you, but I appreciate it, you know.
Yeah, man, that's definitely cool.
Yeah.
That's definitely cool. All right, not right now, but let's say a couple more songs. We had some people checking us out on Facebook. Once again, thank you for your support and all the love on Facebook. Thank you very much. Once again, you're in tune to the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson, where we bring the best of classic soul, R&B, dance, and funk from back in the day. We call it grown folk music. And hanging out with my main man, DB. Can I call you DB on the air?
Yeah. What can I call you? DJ Stan the Man, CC.
You know what? I kind of like that CC.
CC and DB.
Yeah, I kind of like that. Let's go
like
with that.
Ebony and Ivory kind of type of thing.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, we can push that.
John swing Pierce, with that one.
John Pierce might have something to say about that because he goes by that black and white. That's his thing.
All right.
We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about that Kevin James thing in a little bit, right?
Kevin who?
Kevin James.
The guy,
The guy looks like you.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't look, you don't look like him. He looks like you.
All right, enough with that.
All right, we'll get right back to that. All right. 91.5.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
WMFO, and that is a monster, man. Actually, ladies and gentlemen, I can't take full credit for that. Doug picked that one out, man. Hey, man, what you know about the Brothers Johnson,
Strawberry Letter 23.
Oh, see, I didn't know you could sing,
That's
too,
one of my
man.
Favorite songs,
man. That is the jam from back in the day.
Oh.
All right, we're hanging out with Doug Balakovich. I'm calling him DB.
Yeah, because you're close. It's Balakovich, but you're
Malakovich.
No, Balakovich.
I thought it was with a B.
It is B.
Didn't I say Balakovich?
You said Balakovich.
Oh, sorry.
You're
Balakovich.
Close enough, though.
Right. I'm sorry, man.
That's all right.
All right, we're going to send you a check for that. All right, we're going to talk to you in a minute about, we got something to talk about. We'll talk to you in a minute about that, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey,
visit
maybe
safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Hey, man, you got a pair of those short shorts?
I'm wearing them right now.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org. Or call 757-622-PETA.
All right. Hey, by the way, I don't need to see. I believe you. I don't need to see.
I only hung my pants on the chair so I could get that perfect crease. And it's not for you to see.
I was going
to
ask you, can you put those back on, please? Right. Anyway, hey, man, I know that
it's
you were
hot in here.
It is hot in here. We're going to turn the air conditioner on.
We did walk up 7 flights of stairs.
That's true. I meant to tell you, know what? I didn't want to tell you that before you got here. Because sometimes people get here and they say, no, I'm not going to go up there.
That's all right. I was just bracing your fall. I was what?
Well, speaking of walking up 3 flights of stairs, I know that you're a connoisseur of cigars.
Yes.
Fine cigars, by the way. Every time I see you, you know, you always have a cigar. You're smoking a cigar somewhere with somebody.
I try.
Matter of fact, did you enjoy the ones that Chase brought you back from? Well, we can't actually say where he brought it back from.
I did actually enjoy the ones that he brought back for me. They were great.
Okay.
I posted pictures of those and everything.
You did. I saw that. But I didn't want to know if you liked those.
I did. It was very considerate of him to actually think of me that way.
So. I told you I was going to hook you up when I went over there.
I know you did.
When I went to the store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, all right. On the serious side, man, I ask you a question. I know we touched about it a little bit off air because do you mind if I ask you about your health?
Sure. Yeah.
About what happened a little while ago.
Yeah. We are talking about cigars and everything. So go ahead.
That's what I mean. To go back on the serious side. I know you had a little bout with cancer.
I did.
And you beat it. Thank God.
I did. So far, so good.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. About a little over 5 years ago, I started. I'm a big guy. Obviously, you're comparing me to who's it? Kevin James.
Kevin James.
Yeah, that's it.
That's him. Yep.
So I'm a big guy, and apparently I look like Kevin James. And I've always been a big guy in one way, shape, or form, either up the ladder or down the ladder as far as weight goes. But
okay.
I had actually gotten to my highest weight, and I was, actually eating relatively healthy. I wasn't really working out a lot, but who likes to do that? Basically what happened was I started getting sick and didn't know why. Went to the hospital.
When you say started getting sick, your stomach, was it a specific thing?
I started throwing up. I started having diarrhea.
Okay.
And couldn't figure out what was going on. So I went to the hospital. They told me I had an ulcer. They sent me home with some Prilosec, and whatever.
Right.
I went home, ate some white rice that day because I had just been throwing up all night, and ended up in the fetal position on the floor. Screaming in pain, went back to the hospital. They found a tumor by doing a CAT scan. They rushed me into surgery that night, and I was in the hospital for 10 days. So
you went in that same night?
I did. They did emergency surgery. The tumor was actually bigger than a baseball. It was blocking my intestines, so I couldn't lose weight. I had an intestinal, so they took the tumor out. They took out 5 feet of my intestines, 32 lymph nodes, my appendix, and left me with a nice scar and some staplers. Or that's what the doctor, that's how he pronounced staples, staplers.
Staplers? Well, yes. That's a Boston way.
No. He's from actually the Dominican Republic.
Oh, okay.
Yes, just to take the staplers out of you.
Okay.
That was always a funny thing. So anyway, shortly after the surgery, my pants wouldn't. I literally had to get smaller pants. I dropped all kinds of weight right after the surgery. I was living on water and Gatorade for months, and for a good year, I suffered lots of different side effects, and I still suffer those side effects. But
you still do to this day?
I do, yeah. Right. Well, you know, every 6 months I go through scans, radiation scans. I go through CAT scans, PET scans. it's a real scan. But
a PET scan is a real scan?
Yeah, it's a real scan. Yeah,
they put your dog in your chest or something?
They do, yeah. Is that how my cat, yeah, he sits on my lap. But it's they shoot you up with radiation, and you lay in a machine, and you have to, you know, sit very still and hold your hands above you. It's very painful, actually.
Wow.
The last one got so painful, I was in tears.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow. So now bring us up to date to today. I mean, obviously you're cancer free, or you're
so far I am cancer free. They did find some. Thank you. They did find some type of weird looking spot on my liver, which they're still monitoring. Last time it was ruled as a blood flow. I forget the name of it, the technical name of it. But
is that blood flow to another part of the body, like that kind of blood flow? Like you need blood flow to go to like a certain part of the body for something to work? Is that kind of blood?
Yeah, in a certain area of the liver there was some spots that could show up like cancer. So in another few months I have to go for another GI. You know, like I have to drink the chalky drink. It's so nasty.
Just put vodka in there. That's what I do.
I'd love to.
It tastes better. Just put a little vodka in it. Yeah, that'll help you out. But anyway, it's awesome that you know, that you're feeling good. You're looking good.
Yeah.
And that's in the past, man.
I definitely look a lot better than I used to. I mean, you know, I've always been a very vain guy. Even in 80 pounds heavier than I am now, I was still, you know.
Well, yeah. What do they call? What do they call you guys? Bears? Is that what they call you guys? The bears? I'm not insinuating that you're gay, but I mean, you know, guys like big guys with beards and stuff. They call them bears, right?
The beard thing is new for me, though. So, I mean, yeah. I mean, that you know, I grew a beard for a role a couple of years back, and people really liked me with facial hair. So, in September-ish, maybe towards October, I start growing a beard. I actually do it for charity too. You know, that is. Are you calling me gay?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh,
I
said, okay.
No. I said that because that's what I thought. They called them, you know, they call guys with beards beard. They call them beard.
I know. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely not.
All right, knock that off.
No.
All right. So honestly, I had to make light of that because that's a very serious thing. Cancer is a very serious thing, and you know, people suffer through that daily, and that sucks. But
my stepfather just went through it, so it's not I'd like it to just go away.
Right.
But you know, for me, I'm going to be constantly monitored at least for another 2 years, I think. And,
good man.
My stepfather just got a clean bill of health after, you know, having testicular cancer and having chemotherapy. I mean, he's so, you know, it's my dad passed away last year. He had bladder cancer. So it's you know, the C word in my family is not a friend.
Right.
So.
Well, yeah. Hey man, I can say I'm glad you're here now.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're with us and continue to be with us for the upcomings.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson. I'm hanging out with my man, Doug.
DB, right?
DB. Can you say your last name again, please?
Balakovich.
All right. Don't say Balakovich or whatever what I was saying before. What did Chase say before?
No, Chase said Balakovich.
He's an idiot. Right. So how do you say it? What's the word you say now?
Balakovich.
Balakovich.
So look at it and right. Read it and
read
say
it to,
Balakovich.
Okay. Balakovich. Okay.
That sounded sexy, didn't it?
All right. We got a lot more stuff hanging out with DB. So go get your synthetic marijuana, your shot of tequila, and we're going to be back in a little while with my man, right? 915. Synthetic marijuana. Have you ever?
No.
Okay. All right.
Cigars, yeah.